We are on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We are 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Fourth word on the line is Maskif. Maskif Lamar Zitra. Because the Gemara was trying to prove, right, that this Gezeirah Shavah from Pesach to Maaser Sheni, to prove that an Ariel can't eat Maaser Sheni, right? And part of that, and they made the Gezeirah Shavah, and they proved that both sides are really available. So they started with that. So they explained the Mimenu three times by Pesach, three times by Maaser Sheni. And explained that one side, at least one of the Mimenus by Pesach is extra. So the Gemara, and then as part of the conversation about Mimenu of Maaser Sheni, so the Gemara said, well, one of the Mimenus by Maaser Sheni was for Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said, how do I know that Maaser Sheni that becomes Tamei, that you can still use it as a salve, as a, you know, an oil, you can rub it on your skin, right? Because the Pasuk said, lo nasati min lemeis, the same, just like, you know, what's the use of something that can be both for a mace and for a live person? So, you know, a mace can't drink something, they can't eat something, but they can have something rubbed on their skin. So you see from there that, again, that's just part of the conversation was this third mimenu is for that purpose. So the Gemara says, Maskif Lamar Zitra, on this specific point about the, you know, is this pasuk really coming to prove that you could use Tamei Maaser Sheni as a lotion or whatever? Maskif Lamar Zitra, ve'eima likach lo arim v'tachrich, meaning we said, maybe it just means that you're allowed to use the money, right? As we mentioned before, that Maaser Sheni can either be eaten itself, right, or you can be pode it, right? You can redeem it for money and then bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy new food with that. So maybe it means that you could take the money from Maaser Sheni and use it to buy like the mace, right? Aron v'tachrichin, to use it for the casket, for the clothing for the demeis. So Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, no, mimenu, migufo. Mimenu meaning it's not something that's used, you know, just like as it's money, but rather the thing itself, right? So it wouldn't make sense to say tachrichin or an aron. It's got to be the actual item, the actual food item, which only could be used for some type of lotion or something like that. Fine. So Rav Ashi Amar non lasati dume de lo achalti. Mala hana migufo, afka migufo. Right? So Rav Ashi makes similar point that, again, lo nasati, similar to lo achalti, because again, that's what the guy who goes to do vidui meiser and explain that he did all the things he's supposed to do. So he said lo achalti bani, etc. All the things that I did, right? So lo achalti, lo nasati. So just like lo achalti is something you do with your body. So from the thing itself. So too, lo nasati mimenu again would be to actually anoint with it. Fine. But the bottom line is that, and at this point, that's the end of the proof. Good, we made it. We proved that we had one mimenu available for the Gezeirah Shavah. One mimenu, one of them. V'akasi mufna mitzad echaru. Right. That's still only. We're comparing Pesach and Maaser Sheni, and we only have a mimenu available in Pesach. We don't have one on Maaser on the Maaser Sheni side. Right. So hani yichlaman da'amar lal meidin ve'im yeshivin. We had this conversation right back on Daf Ayin Amud Beis that when you have different types of gezeirah shavas. You have a gezeirah shavah that's mufti mitzad echad, right? It's only available on one side of the comparison. So some say that's enough, right? Lameidin ve'im yeshivin. You learn from it and you can't attack it. Laman da'amar lameidin ve'im yeshivin ma'yichal nerim. But those who are going to argue that according to those opinions who say no, that if it's only mufti mitzad echad, it's not enough. So we mentioned already that we have an attack that's available for Pesach, you know, Pesach versus Maaser Sheni. Pesach has many more chumras. So Gemara says, no problem. Hach the Rebbe Avohu made Reb Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Sorry, Hach the Rebbe Avohu. This idea of Rebbe Avohu, what did Rebbe Avohu said? Rebbe Avohu had said just a few lines above. He had said they used the word mimenu to learn the idea of Rebbe Avohu, Rebbe Yochanan, who had said the idea that you could light, and Rashi mentioned this, that you could use the oil of Truma that became Tameh that you could use that. Right? The menu was to tell me a halacha that even though truma becomes tummy, you can't eat. But if to get benefit from it, that's permissible. And we used one of the mimenus for that purpose. The Gemara says, okay, no problem. We're going to say that halacha, we're not going to learn it from mimenu, we'll learn it from something else. Right? So hachta Rabbi Bo, this idea Rabbi Bo said, midi Rav Nachman amar Rav bar Avua Nafka. We'll learn it from instead of a different place, from Rav Nachman who said something in the name of Rav bar Avua, which was the amar Rav Nachman amar Rav bar Avua, my dirsiv ani hinein asati lecha es mishmarti, Trumosi, b'shtei trumos hakasim medabris. The pasuk says in the midbar, I'm going to give you my mishmeres trumosi, and why is it? What's trumosi, right, or trumosai, right? That's two different trumos that it's talking about, right? Achas truma tahora, v'achas truma temeya, right? It's referring to both truma tahora and truma temeya. V'am rachmana lecha shalcha tehei lahasaka. Tachas tavshilcha, and that the drasha that the Gemara has, and the pasuk says that nisati lacha, I'm going to give to you mishmeres trumosai, that it becomes yours. How's it? And it refers both to that my truma tahora will be yours, and my truma tameya will be yours. So how is an example of truma tameya belonging to someone that they can use? What does that mean? I thought if it's truma tameya, you can't eat it. So what's the answer? To tell you shalcha tehela hasaka tachas tavshilcha, that you could use it as oil in your food, in your tukuk with, you know, to use it as a fuel so that you could tachas tavshilcha. I don't think it means putting it on the bottom of the saucepan. I think it means using it, because that probably then you'd be eating it. It probably means using it as a fuel for your fire. Bottom line being, now I have an available menu on the Tmeis Hasheni side, an available menu on the Pesach side, and now I have Exer Shava, that's Mufna Mishneit Sadim, and everybody can have a wonderful day that way. Okay. Tachas. Under, right, not, I'm just saying, you could use tachas to mean, you could misunderstand it to mean in the frying pan. Right, but that lechor is not what it means, because then you would be eating it, at lechor. So I think it means specifically as fuel, I think. Okay, next, v'chol ha-temeyim. So we mentioned the idea before, that all of the temeyim, this is going on a braisa that we saw before. Is mentioned there what the line's from.
Make sure you get it correctly. We talked about they can't eat truma, right?
That's all the name and knowledge of truma, right? Yeah, it's not from the Mishnah. It's quoting from the Raisa before. Yeah. Okay. So Minani Mili, how do I know that the Temeim are not allowed to eat truma? So Amar Yochanan Mishuba Bishmal Amakra, the pasuk says Ish Mizer Aaron Vutzarua Ozav, etc. Right. That pasuk tells me that any person from Zera Aaron, any Kohen, right, or he's a tusarua, or is that meaning different temeim? So they're not allowed to eat something, right? Things that are tummy. So ezu davar shave bizarro shel aron. Right, what if we flip the page? What are the? What? Give me an example of something that is everyone who's a child of Aaron is not allowed to eat. Have you ever truma? Right, meaning you told me this halacha that ish mizera aron if he's sarua or zav or temeil nefesh, etc. So he's not allowed to eat something. So what are we talking about? So what's something that Zera Aaron eat? Zera Aaron eat truma. That's what they eat. Like Kohanim eat truma, and other people can't eat truma. Fine. So it says Gemara ve'ema bechazei v'shok. Well, maybe there's something else that only Kohanim eat. When every person brings a shlum, Rashi says ve'ema chazei v'shok. The second line in Rashi, on the left side, the shlumim hanitam la Kohanim. Right. If you bring a korban shlumim, so the chazei and the shok, those are the chest and the leg of the animal. So that's always given to the Kohen. V'ne'achal neshein, and their wives can eat them also. Kedichsev atau banecha b'nosecha v'hani hu da aser rachmana l'temeim mishum de kachim ninu. About shumalo, maybe this is not a raya at all for anything that has to do with kachim. This is just a rule as it pertains to. Maybe this rule has nothing to do with truma, just pertains to kachim and to specifically to the things that a kohen is given when someone brings a korban, because that's specifically zera aron only. It's back on that Mishnah?
Yeah, I think it's
way back. Okay, so it's even better. V'chol ha-temeim, the second word in the Mishnah.
Yeah, I think
so. Good, better, thank you. Right, because Mishnah said, Ayinam alaf, wow. Had said, Ha'aro v'chol ha-temeim lo yochel b'chuma. Thank you. And Nishayim, by the way, the Mishnah says, Nishayim v'avdei and yochel b'chuma. Right, and the temeim, the Aro and the temeim cannot eat chuma. that their wives and their avadim do eat truma. Good. So now, so now we're trying to again be dorish rekhasim. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Good. And by the way, and that's what Rashi points out. Maybe we're talking about chazeh and shok. We're really pointing out for this reason exactly. But these are things that again that the kohanim eat and their wives and children eat. So it'd be a very similar. You know, this pasuk could be learning that for that specifically and not truma. Good. So fine. Fine. So we said, maybe ve'im v'chazeh v'shok. Maybe it's chazeh and shok. The Gemara says no. Eina b'chozeres. No, chazeh and shok are not b'chozeres. Maybe not b'chozeres. Look at Rashi. Rashi has the language of leisa b'chozeres on the fifth line, first skinny line. Bas kohen amona mi'Yisrael. Right, v'zera einla. Right, we've talked about this many times. Right, a bas kohen who married a Yisrael, and then she becomes an amana. Her husband passes away. Right, so she was originally able to eat truma, and she marries the non kohen. She now can't eat truma anymore. And if she doesn't have any children, what happens? She goes back because she chozeres a truma vein chozeres a chazev shok. So fascinating. She goes back to understand why that is. But she goes back to eating truma, but she doesn't eat the chazeh and shok. So if they're sitting at the table and they bring in chazeh and shok, that she can't have, but the truma, she can't have. Fascinating. Okay, if you're doing like assignments in the class, so like we'd make someone like tell a story about the Cohen family and like what happens at the table, and you'd have to like do it based on the different sheet, you know.
But that's inconsistent, right? Because what? Don't we talk earlier that she, when, I don't remember the scenario we talked about that, but she goes back and she can't eat truma because she might give it to her siblings or whatever. So it becomes inconsistent with how we treat it.
I'm just saying it's interesting, right? That she would. I'm just saying that's what I'm saying. It's interesting that she would come back to the table and now there's certain things she can't. Right. Exactly. So it's interesting to know. Gebrachs, yeah. This is not even shaykh to gebrachs. We're talking like dine d'oraisa. You know what I'm saying? Like gebrachs is like. Yes, separate tablecloths. Yeah, like yeah, meat, dairy equipment. Forget about it. Yeah, this is like kutchim. You know what I mean? Like holy cow. Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's fascinating. Fine. So any bechazeres. And by the way, it looks like we're passing that way. Rav Michal's Trumos. If you want to take a look later. But yeah, fine. So Gemara says no. But truma nami ain't a bechalala. Right, but if she's a halala, she also won't go back. Meaning, there are certain scenarios of women who are a bas kohen who then come back home to their family, and they are not able to eat truma either. Right, for example, a woman who marries someone who makes her psul a kohen. Right, so you know she marries someone she wasn't supposed to marry and makes her psula. She makes her a halala. So now she's there are scenarios where truma is also in a bechozeres. Gemara says, nah, chalala lav zara de garoni. No, when she's a chalala, it's very sharp. When she's a chalala, so then she's not even zara aron. Right? She's like removed herself from zara aron. So that's not a right meaning. Meaning, bizara aron, there's always, you know, you can always eat truma. Okay, fine. So Gemara wants to still use this as the proof. Zara shal aron, that shows me that this is the case of truma temeya. Sorry, of truma. That you a tamei can't eat truma. So Gemara said, "Whoa, we might the high ad asher yitar ad ika hayav shemesh." So now the Gemara is like, you know, going back when we talked about before with like the cases of mechusar kipurim and tvul yom and that stuff. So look at Rashi. We might the high ad asher yitar ad avi hayav shemesh v'sulo the amar le'el mechusar kipurim mutar b'truma. Once we're talking about those who can't eat truma, so we went back to this again. We've talked about the distinction between a mechusar kipurim, right, and a tful yom, right. A mechusar kipurim is a person who has went through some of the processes of tara, but didn't bring a korban, so they're missing out on something that they themselves didn't do. As opposed to tful yom, who did everything they're supposed to do, went to the mikvah, etc., just waiting for nightfall to come. Fine. So the presumption at this point is that it comes from the pasuk ada sheyitar, right? That this person can't. It's not from that pasuk, right? That pasuk, ish mizera aron, that's quoted before. The end of that pasuk is not adashiyatar, is it? On the side of the page there? Not, right? No. It's a different pasuk. Okay, fine. I'm just trying to remember. I guess we're just going back to this because because, anyways, it's part of the same conversation.
Isn't it the end of that pasuk?
That's what I'm asking. Is it? Ah, good. So that, again, this explain, because you might ask yourself, like, all of a sudden, the Gemara just like went right back to this conversation of Mechusik opponent to Yom, like, wow, what's going on here? The answer is, it's the same pasuk, right? Because they're using this pasuk to teach me this rule that a tame can't eat truma, and then says, well, by the way, the Gemara didn't quote that part of the pasuk. Right? That's why your Gemara is better than my Gemara. It doesn't have like took them on the side. Fine. So that's what the Gemara asks. Umimai dahai ad asher yitar ad yikharishim. The way we read that pasuk is that what? Ad Asheitar, meaning, and you can't eat truma until the sun goes down, right? Stars come out, really, right? But that's the first sugi in Gemara and Brachos. But the point being, Ad Asher Yitar just means until it becomes tahor, right? What is Ad until it becomes tahor? There's multiple ways for that to be explained, right? So the Gemara is asking, Mimai dahai Ad Asher Yitar Ad Yika Harav Shemesh, Ema Ad Demaisi Kapara. Just saying that's until he brings a korban, right? Meaning. Because right now the assumption is that a person who is, a tful yom, so once you have Harav Shemesh, and now they can eat truma. But a mechusar kipurim, right, is still allowed to eat truma. As it sounds like, as long as they've gone to the mikvah, even though they're missing out on the korban that they brought, for example, right. So it's a kula actually that they don't have to actually have done. Ad the abid harav shemesh says v'su lo, and doesn't need more than that. The amale el mechusar kippur mutter b'truma. Right, the mechusar kippur is allowed to eat truma, but the tful yom is not. So so the point being, it sounds like it's actually a kula that the mechusar kippurim. It's still allowed to eat truma. Why don't you argue this pasuk is coming to teach me ad asher yitar until he does what he's supposed to do, which is bring that korban? Yes, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says no. Lo sakad aitach. The Tana the Beir Bishmal bezav baal shtei reios ub mitzora muskar hakasim medaber. Do me the tamei nefesh. So the Gemara says no. It's not correct to assume that. Why? Because the Tanan, the Beir Shmuel says we're talking about a zav who has shtei riyos, right? A zav is an individual who has some type of emission, right? And he sees it twice. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi is lav bar korbanu, right? He's not a person who says zav who sees two riyos. So first of all, he's not a zav. He's not a zav. Zav gadol yet at that point. So he only has to wait one day at a time for each one that he sees. So he waits another day to make sure he doesn't see anymore, and then he can go to the mikvah, but he doesn't bring a korban, right? Rashi says, La bar korban hu. Kedisanim sechas megillam, mana akasav shtayim vikaro tame shalosh, vikaro tame, shalosh vikaro tame. Haketzad shtayim latuma vashalosh a korban, right? That a zav, he only sees an emission twice, he's tame, but doesn't have to bring a korban. But if he sees it three times, that becomes a zav gadol, now he's got to bring a korban. Mitzora muskar nami, someone who's a mitzora muskar, he has some level of tzaraas. He has to be, they draw a circle around it and have to, keep him in a certain place. Nami labar korban hu, because it's not hasam ein bein mitzora tawar mitoch hesker latar mitoch hechlet ela tiglachas vitziporim vitziporim vikevan tiglachas leka korban nami leka. Right, so as long as he doesn't have to, this point is that's mitzora is not at the full. Full mitzora level yet. I mean, it's still mitzora muskar. They're waiting to see what's going to happen with him. So if it turns out that the thing doesn't grow, et cetera, so he doesn't have to become a real mitzora, in which case, he doesn't have to bring a korban. So these are, the point is that zav, the zav of shtei reios and a mitzora muskar are both people who have a certain level of tuma, but not to the level where they're expected to do anything, right? They have to bring a korban. And that's why mechusar kippur would be someone who brings a korban. So but he who has to bring a korban. So these are individuals who don't have to bring a korban. Right, so meaning if we're talking about zav shtval shtei rios and a mitzora muskar, in which case jumis tamei nefesh ma tamei nefesh to la bar kaparu, just like a person who just tamei, right? You become tamei from touching a dead body. So then that person also doesn't have to bring a korban, right? They have to go through a process to become tamei, but they don't need to bring a korban, right? So they're not a bar kapara. They don't have to do some type of tshuva for being a korban. So haninami the la b'nei kapara ninu. So here, we are not bar kapara. Meaning, since that's the examples that we're talking about, so it doesn't make sense that ada sheyitar shouldn't have anything to do with bringing a korban. Because that's not the examples that we're talking about. We're talking about individuals who have some type of tumah that just needs to be gotten rid of through a different process, but does not require a korban. So that's why you don't want to, we wouldn't be dorish from here ada sheyitar, meaning until you bring a korban, and that's why presumably there's no reason to learn that a mechusar kipurim is not allowed to teach him. Fine. So says the Gemara ve'ema hani mili de'la bar kapara aval de'bar kapara ad de'maisi kapara. What do you mean? Okay, so fine. Maybe that's just for someone who doesn't need kapara, but someone who does need kapara, so he has to bring a korban. The fact that you're not talking about that doesn't mean that it's not necessary. It just means that you're talking about people who don't need it. But those who need it, maybe they need to bring it first before they can eat truma. Visu, and even further, hadisnan tavav Allah ocha b'maiser, right? That if he goes to the mikvah and comes out, he's latit maiser, heriv shimsho ocha b'truma. And then it says when the sun goes down, right, and starts coming out, he can eat truma. Hevi kapara ocha b'kachim. And he brings his korban, basically. He can eat kachim. Right? And if he brings, when he brings his korban, now he can eat kachim. So you see here proof, presumably. As I'm reading it now.
This is Minalan.
Right, Minalan. So how do you know that? So Amrav Chissa, Tlasa Krai Ksivi. Right, so I'll tell you, there's three psukim. Right? Ksiv lo yocha mina kachim. Right? Kim rachas b'sara b'mayim. Right? So you can't eat kachim until you wash your body in water. Ha rachatz tower, right? The question is, if you did already, if you washed your body, you went to the mikvah, you're tower. Uksiv uba shemesh v'taher v'achay achol min hakachim. The sun goes down, and then that's the example brought in the Gemara Brachos about eating truma. Right? When the sun goes down, then you're tower, and then you can kachim. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says v'kiper aleha hakohen v'tahera. Right? The kohen has to do a process with him. This is the part of duma, and now he's tower. Right, so these are three different psukim that all talk about ways of becoming tower to kachim. So what's going on here? So haketzad, kan the meiser, kan the truma, kan the kachim. Right. So no problem. I'll tell you, one of them is for meiser, one of them is for truma, and one of them is for kachim. Right. In which case, you see that for truma, presumably, right, you don't need the. It sounds like that, right? Correct. Yes. Ba'ashemesh with the hair is going to be talking about truma. Yes.
So that's the order as far as...
It sounds like... At this point, it sounds like they're trying to say that, but the Gemara is going to try to flip it. But, right, so the point being, so you see you have a proof. So Gemara says, no. Ve'epach ana. No, I can flip it around, right? I could flip the order here, right? So mistavra truma adifa... Right, so now the Gemara is going to go through these different examples of how truma is better than meiser and et cetera, and based on these acrostics and mnemonics. There you go, mnemonics. Thank you. So I'll tell you an example why truma should be better. Right, truma difa shekain machaz paz. Right, so machaz paz stands for four things that I forgot to write down.
Misa,
chomesh,
pidyon,
zarim. Zarin, right? So misa, that if you eat it betruma, betuma yachai misa. What was ches?
Chomesh,
that if you eat it, you weren't supposed to. You have to give it back the keren, the amount you paid, plus another 20%. Pidyon, right? That it can be redeemed, and zar can't eat it, right? Non-coin can't eat it. Thank you. So you see that you have truma should be should be the more chamor, let's say, for this reason. So, meaning we just said before that truma is just go to the mikvah and you're good. So, I don't know, maybe I should argue that truma is more chamor for these reasons. And I said, no, adarav, a meister adifa, shekein hadas tav. Okay, truma should be, that meister should be more serious. Why? Because of hadas tav, Rashi says, hadas tav, havas makom, right, it has to be brought in a specific place. It has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Havas makom vidu. Yeah, vidui dal it is vidui. Aser la onen of samich aser la onen. It's not onen can't eat it. Ulevaer mimenu betuma. Right, you have to burn it up if it's becomes tamei, or if you yourself are tamei. Ulevaochlo betumas atzmo or if you eat it yourself, it gets malchus, loka, v'chayiv bebior, and you have to burn it. So it's a hey hava, dal vidoy, samech aser, leonein, test tuma, beis beer. V'kulu lesson b'chumen. All these halachos don't apply to chumas. So you see, so you see my shesheni is even more chamer. Okay. So the Gemara said, yeah, nah. Afilo achi misi adifa. You may have more, but we have death. So death is stronger. So we know that. People are afraid of death. So it should have said, you know, and taxes, said it'd be like, you know. But it has misa. So that's stronger. So no, we're not going to flip it. Fine.
So four beats five.
So four beats five, because if one of your four is death, you win. Shkoyach. Fine. So Rav Amar, I'm a below misa adifa, even without death. It's going to be adifa nami. Why? Lo matzis amris adifa nami. Even there, it's going to be without that, it's going to be better. Lo matzis amris amar kura nefesh. Ezu davish shav b'chol nefesh. Have amris and meiser. Right, what's something that's, you know, shav of everybody, that everybody has to do it. So meiser, that applies. Meshin applies to everybody. You know, as opposed to truma, which applies only to kohanim. Fine. So we're out of time. So we'll stop here and we'll finish.